This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that's been very, very interesting throughout my growing up is people who wear glasses are usually credited to being smarter. Oh, he's a smart kid. Why? Well, he just is. Look, he wears glasses. I remember asking my mom about that. You know, because my sister wore glasses. I hadn't at the time. I didn't need glasses until I was 11. And my younger brother, the first of the younger brothers, didn't need glasses. This was way before little Jake was born. So my brother Josh and I didn't need glasses, and my sister did wear glasses. And I remember my dad going, well, she's smart and you're stupid. With his accent. She's smart, you're stupid. I'm stupid. Yep, you're stupid. Well, Dad, I mean, so should I, like, mess with my eyes so I have to wear glasses so I'm smart? No, you always be stupid. So then I'm 11 years old and I get my glasses and I go, see, Dad, look, like I'm not stupid. Nah, still stupid to me. Thank you, Dad. I love you. And I don't know if he really thought I was stupid. I did do stupid stuff. I just think he always wanted me to keep proving to him that I wasn't stupid. You know, that's what dads do, by the way. Dads, the reason why dads are such jerks to us. Moms are a whole other ball of wax. But a lot of guys are like, my dad was a blank blank. And you guys could fill in the words, okay? And most dads, when it comes to their kids, you know, it's funny, Corey's not like that with our kids. I'm more the dad type, you know, where I'm like, ah, it's not, really, you did that? I mean, I'm supposed to give you a flipping award for that, really, really? But anyway, because I'm just kind of like that in the house. But most dads are like that because, just like a coach, if they say, oh, yeah, good job, keep it up, do what you're doing, you're going to get lax. And they're 1,000% correct. Coaches will always yell at you. Even when you win, they yell. You can't even, that was your block, that was your tackle. Well, what the hell was that? We won, coach. You only won by 10. We were supposed to slaughter him. You guys could barely win. You guys are a bunch of blank, blank, blanks. And it's heavy. I've seen it. My kids have seen it when they've done sports. That's just the way guys do it. And it makes sense. Because every day, you want to strive to be better. I don't get my motivation by somebody saying, oh, you do a lot of charity work and you're a good person. You do, you know, no. I get my motivation by seeing somebody do more than me. And I'm like, oh, hell no. That's why I came up with Blood Donation Days and National Blood Donation Week. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to, you know, just try to bring blood into my city. I want to bring blood to every city. Man, I want to make this national. I mean, I do that in terms of, you know, maybe because I just know I'm going to get lazy. And when I get lazy and think, I did enough, I back off. So going back to this study, there's a study that found that if you do wear glasses, you actually may be smarter. This was a study in Scotland, and they looked at data of over 300,000 people in North America, Europe, and Australia to identify genes associated with intelligence. And among their findings was that those with higher levels of intelligence were more likely to need reading glasses than those with lower scores. The authors of the study found significant genetic overlap between other variables like hypertension and factors like cognitive function, reaction time. They also found a link between reaction times and conditions like ADHD, bipolar, and schizophrenia. So the team at Edinburgh University looked at their findings, and they looked at people between 16 and 102 of age. They looked at a whole bunch of different geographic regions, etc. And then their intelligence was rated on the results of cognitive tests, verbal and numerical reasoning. And they said that those with higher cognitive function tend to live longer and be less deprived. And they also found the relationship with needing glasses. Now, doesn't mean if you wear glasses, you're smart. Yes and no. I think, this is my theory with glasses, okay? I loved watching TV when I was a little kid. I loved playing outside, but it was really hot growing up in Phoenix and Vegas. It was hot. So I would watch I Love Lucy reruns. You know, in the 80s, they reran a whole bunch of 50 shows. I would watch the sitcom, because remember, 80s television wasn't on till night. So you didn't have daytime reruns like you do now with Netflix and things like that and cable. Daytime TV in the 80s would be soap operas or reruns from the 50s and 60s. There was no news. You had to wait till 5:30 for news. CBS, NBC, or ABC News. PBS would have Sesame Street in the morning. And then once midday came, it was like Nova or some boring stuff. I don't know. So I loved I Love Lucy, The Honeymooners. So I watched that stuff, right? My brother is like, well, that sucks. And he would play outside. And I think watching TV is what later made me nearsighted. Yeah, it's probably genetics and all that, but I just, you know. Yet kids that play outside, and there's been studies, don't necessarily need glasses as much. Now, in terms of schooling, I was much better at school with bookwork. I love study. So maybe something else is I loved focusing on a book. My brother, he hated picking up a book. I mean, I don't like books, like reading books. I don't do that a lot. But I like studying and sitting at a desk, and I would study at night or whatever. My brother, not into it as much. I ate vegetables. He didn't. So, you know, maybe it's diet. Maybe it's schoolwork, maybe it's television, but I ended up needing more glasses. I still think my brother's way smarter than me. He just has that street smart. I don't... 1-877-DOLLY. Oh, I know. Big shocker there, really, dude. Yeah, I'm not that smart. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Tesla car has gotten to another car accident. This time it crashed into a parked police car. Why? It was on autopilot. The driver suffered minor injuries and told police he was using the car's driver-assisting autopilot mode. The crash has similarities to other incidents, unfortunately include a fatal crash in Florida, where the driver's over-reliance on vehicle automation was determined as a probable cause. Tesla has reminded customers that they must maintain control of the vehicle at all times. When using autopilot, drivers are continuously reminded of their responsibility to keep their hands on the wheel. Well, then maybe they shouldn't call it autopilot. You know, in the movies, when I see a plane on autopilot, the pilot gets up and goes to the bathroom. I mean, and maybe I'm misinterpreting plane autopiloting. There should be a second autopilot there. If you watch the show L.A. to Vegas, both of the pilots are hanging out in the cabin. Right, talking to the flight attendants, and you're like, well, who's flying the plane? Oh, it's an autopilot. And I know people make a joke, but still, even with a plane, you have one of the captains there when somebody's going to the bathroom. You still have somebody monitoring. I mean, they both aren't sitting there taking a nap because the autopilot may fail. So this crash happened in California is the latest example of semi-autonomous vehicles struggling to detect stationary objects. The Tesla driving an autopilot hit a stationary fire engine in Utah in May. What is going on here? According to a police report obtained by the Associated Press, the Tesla accelerated before it hit the vehicle, meaning it really didn't give a damn that the vehicle was there. And that's a big problem with the software. In Greece, the Tesla Model 3 crashed into the autopilot, caused the car, caused the car to suddenly veer right without warning. Why did it veer right? So the driver of the crash Model 3 UUZU voiced his concerns about the autopilot on Facebook. He wrote, the vigilance required to use the software, since you're keeping both hands on the wheel and constantly monitoring the system for malfunctions or abnormal behavior, arguably requires significantly more attention than just driving the vehicle normally. See, I agree. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, look, there's too much worry to deal with all these gadgets that you might as well just drive the gosh darn car. You know, the other thing, too, is driving is a very, it's a learned activity and a learned behavior, but it's kind of natural. And I tell you guys this because, so my folks, once they learned of automatic cars, they couldn't stand stick. And so when I learned how to drive, it was on an automatic. It wasn't the fanciest. It was like a station wagon or some beat-up car that we had, but it was automatic nonetheless. So in college, I wanted to learn how to drive stick. And so the very first time I did, it was a piece of cake. It was just so natural for me to shift gears, hit the clutch, shift, hit the clutch. It was natural. And I was kind of confused by that because it took me forever to learn how to drive an automatic. Yet for stick, it was a piece of cake. And there's nothing with the automatic that would resemble that. But it was just something where you got to feel you, and it was just so automatic to me that I was able to drive stick pretty quickly, within minutes. But driving stick in England was hard. It was really bad in England because I'm on the wrong side of the road. That was some scary stuff. With the kids in the car, I was scared. I did it, but wow, that was scary. Did a lot of prayer then. So the reason why I'm saying this is when you get behind the wheel, a lot of natural instinct takes over. It's almost one of those things where you acquire a natural animal kingdom type instinct when you operate the vehicle because we do it so much. Just like using a fork, using a spoon, all right? These are acquired natural behaviors that we have, and driving's one of them. And so leaving something up to technology may not be in our evolutionary advantage. Benes Evans, partner at venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, tweeted, there is a serious argument that the incremental level two-thirds approach to autonomous cars followed by Tesla, where the human isn't driving, might have to grab the wheel at any time, is actively dangerous and a technical dead end. Waymo decided not to do this at all. Yeah, there's a company called Waymo. I think that's funny because in the 80s we used to call people lamos. In England, a driver was banned from driving after putting his Tesla on autopilot on the M1 and sitting in the passenger seat. See, people are stupid. Okay, this is where Darwin kicks in. This guy, are you kidding me? Now, also, the name is deceptive, this idea of autopilot. So the Federal Trade Commission is investigating Tesla over its marketing of the assisted driving software. The Center for Auto Safety and Consumer Watchdog said it should be reasonable for Tesla owners to believe that the car should be able to drive itself on autopilot, calling the naming of the autopilot deceptive and misleading. Because you think autopilot, you could sit in the passenger seat. Chief executive of Tesla, Elon Musk, did complain about media attention on Tesla crashes, going, look, it's super messed up that a Tesla scratch resulted in a broken ankle as front page news. 40,000 people have died in U.S. auto accidents alone the past year get no coverage. I get that. But the problem is we don't need, Elon, any more deaths on the road. That's how I look at it. You're right. A Tesla crash or an autopilot crash or an automated Google car or whatever the hell, self-driving car, these are causing fatalities or crashes at a much smaller number. But there's also very few of those cars out there. I mean, when you look at the numbers, if you actually did a statistical analysis, these autopilot Teslas or these self-driving cars have a much higher percentage of fatalities because there's so few of them on the road. So, sorry, Elon. I mean, I know you're a smart guy, but nice try on that one. But true, there's tons of other accidents out there, but we just don't need any more. I don't need another car out there that could possibly be messing with us. Now, you have a lot of people out there that love gadgets. My husband, for example, he loves gadgets. Loves it. And I know this because when we used to have those GPS things, I forget what they were called, where you would add it to the car because we didn't have them on our phones, he wouldn't follow my advice, even though the building was behind us, getting farther away, he wants to follow the GPS. Or when he's on cruise control, I'm like, a car's coming. Slow down. I'm on cruise control. My father did the same thing. They love gadgets. They love technology. And the reason why is a lot of people, women too, I guess, they grew up with the whole Star Trek and Star Wars and Knight Rider. And deep down, people want that. They want to talk to their car and have their car do what they want. Why? Because that was fancy. That was rich. That was heroic. The coolest of the people have that technology. So if they have that technology at their fingertips, it's cool. I see people with their Teslas and them showing off in the neighborhood. I'm like, ooh, that's so cool. There's that coolness factor. Now me, as a mother of two, and as a doctor, I'm like, you're being a dork. You are being an absolute dork, relying on autopilot and relying on some of this technology. But I get the psychology of it being cool. So for me, my dream car would be a Lamborghini Standard. I want to feel the drive. I want to make that move. I've always been fascinated by farm machinery. And construction machinery. And construction workers, might I add. But that's a different subject, different day. I just love to operate a bulldozer. Damn. Because you're doing something with your hands. You're making it happen. That's just what I like. You know, with this technology stuff as a doctor, I was one of the last ones to try to attempt to go to EHR. I hated that. I hated relying on that. You know, a student the other day told me, you know, we're not even doing notes anymore. It's all EHR. Notes used to be an art with your documenting, you know? And now with computers, it just takes all that away. I'm missing old school. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Singapore's defense minister says his country wants to do what it can to ensure the summit, scheduled for June 12th, between the United States and North Korea goes well.
Singapore will play its role to be a good host. I know that the security agencies from the home team and as well as the SAF are busy planning to make sure that everything is safe.
Singapore, a small but wealthy Southeast Asian city-state, says it is willing to foot at least some of the bill for that summit. A Texas woman shot and killed herself in front of a Walmart just hours before she was slated to be sentenced for embezzling $1.2 million. The Houston Chronicle reports 43-year-old Paige Moody Bisher of Spring, Texas, was facing up to life in prison after admitting to stealing from a small Houston company where she was employed as a part-time administrative assistant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Walmart has unveiled a new employee perk, college tuition. This is pretty cool. Walmart, I think, already helps people go to high school and get their GED. But now they want to send its workers back to college. They're the nation's biggest private employer, and they announced today, at the start of their annual shareholders meeting in Bentonville, Arkansas, that they will be subsidizing the cost of higher education for its employees who've yet to earn a college degree. Starting today, they will be able to enroll and study at either the University of Florida, Brandman University, or Bellman University. Very cool. To make this possible, Walmart is partnering with Guild Education, a tuition reimbursement and education platform that helps large employers extend education benefits, including tuition reimbursement. to workers. So the news of this program comes as many businesses in the USA Today face a tighter labor market. Competition for the best talent is intensifying. Chains like Starbucks and Chipotle have also started offering similar education perks because they want to have workers stick around. That's very, very cool. See, this is what I love about a capitalistic society. A few years back, during the recession, you had to take what you could get. You know, if people were being fired all around you, and your boss said, now you're going to do Mary and Bob's job as well as yours, you said, yes, sir. I mean, because you were afraid you were going to lose your job, too. In fact, the people that hadn't lost their job seemed to be more stressed than those who did lose their job. It was some scary stuff. Now that the economy's better, it's a little different. Now, we're able to name our price. Employees are making a little bit more money. Employees can say, you know what? I can leave here and do better somewhere else. More benefits. The health insurance is eh. So more people are able to temporarily name their price. And again, I'm very, very nervous about this time in our economy because automation is going to take over very quickly. As soon as they are able to perfect and find it cost effective and convince consumers that that's the way to go, employers are dying to. And unfortunately, we employees are falling into the trap. We're asking for more money. We're asking for more benefits. We're making ourselves very expensive. So Walmart's starting to test out some robots like they're doing with the scanning and all that. It's no surprise. The other thing, remember, Walmart is one of the most brilliant companies from a PR standpoint. I'm a huge fan of Walmart. I may call it like I see it, but don't underestimate my respect for their PR skills, shall we just say. And my guess is Walmart is liking the automation. Walmart is doing well with their internet sales. I don't shop at a Walmart, and I don't walk into a Walmart now anymore. My past 20 purchases have all been online. I have not walked into one of their air-conditioned, multi-thousand-square-foot buildings. I've just done it online in my house. And so I believe that in the next few years, Walmart is going to be downsizing their stores, downsizing their employee base, and using more automation and robotic technology. However, to stave off the negative PR image, they are going to launch something like this so that people like them. And being one of the first major employers to be able to do something like this is very positive. And I think they're awesome for doing this. Earlier this year, Walmart hiked its starting wage rate for hourly employees in the U.S. to $11. Now, if you guys remember last year, they did $10. And we're like, wow, they upped their rates to $10. You know, when minimum wage is $7-something. Well, because they knew states were going to start increasing their wages. Let's beat them to the punch. They're going to have to raise their wages anyway. So, again, and I like them for doing it. Look, fine. If PR is an incentive, great. We're not asking Walmart to do charity. They already do a lot of charity for people. They already do a lot of community grants and things like that. They already do. So, they, this year, went up another dollar. They also expanded maternity and parental leave benefits. They're also testing out a more lax dress code, allowing jeans. The company estimates that 68,000 of employees initially could sign up for a new college program. Walmart employs 1.5 million in the U.S. It's a lot. The company declined to comment on how much this initiative will cost. Well, because they're not going to comment because they got a really good deal. They got, in order, with that kind of buying power, this is why I'm really impressed. With this kind of buying power, they were probably able to negotiate with Florida University and these other universities, Bellevue, etc., some real good rates. I think their online courses, I have to double check.
and the employees will contribute $1 a day for 365 days every year toward their education, so long as they're enrolled. Again, very smart. Have some skin in the game. $365 a year, if this, let's say, is costing Walmart $600 a year or $1,000 a year, that takes off $365. Plus, if it's a tax write-off and a business write-off, and they're, let's say, in the 35% range or the 40% range, this isn't costing them that much money. It may only cost them a couple hundred an employee. This is brilliant. This is a smart move. So employees are going to be contributing a buck a day. That ends up being $365 a year. Walmart's going to cover the rest of the tab. Workers may choose from three nonprofit schools, have the option of taking classes online, with the flexibility to study during the evenings or on weekends. Now, currently, Walmart does help people get their high school education with a GED. With this new program, they can obtain an associate's or a bachelor's in either business or supply chain management. More degree options will later be added over time. They are not going to be able to go to medical school like this, okay? So don't expect medical school training, but still. I love the idea. I think it's brilliant. They say, unlike some other programs, Walmart has not set a minimum GPA requirement, just as long as employees pass their courses. So Julie Murphy, Executive Vice President of Walmart's U.S. People Division, explained on a call with members of the media that there's also no penalty for those people who choose to stop the program early. It's designed to give employees the confidence to learn and grow with Walmart. So Lowe's started a new workforce development program known as Track to the Trades. I think McDonald's did something also. And for those of you guys that want to go back to college, do so. Luckily now there's so many things you can do online to get degrees. Many of you may think, well, now degrees are so easy to get online, and they're not easy. It's not easy. They're still difficult to do. But yeah, there's a lot of people out there with degrees, but I'm going to tell you something. With the way competition is later, the last thing you want is to be up against somebody that has just one more credential than you, or has one more piece of paper diploma than you. So if you have the opportunity to get a business degree or an associate's degree, master's, whatever, bachelor's, master's, why not? You know, we may be in a good economic time right now, but it's going to change. It doesn't matter who the president is. It's going to change. There is such a drive for automation. And every industry is using it, even medical. There is a huge drive. People are scared. Medical students are scared. They're like, robots are doing surgery? You know, people in other countries are reading our x-rays and stuff because they don't have to be in house. So yeah, every technology is using automation to need less staff. So get the extra, you know, especially if your company's paying for it. Why not? 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many of you guys have been following what's going on with Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr had made a tweet, apparently over, I believe, Memorial Day, where she alluded to ex-Obama aide Valerie Jarrett as Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Equals VJ. And Roseanne Barr, I believe she even ran for president once. Wasn't she a part of the Green Policy or whatever, or the Green party, I don't know, whatever in the past. So she has had a history of saying things that were not appropriate. And something like this, the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes having a baby, repulsive. I mean, it's flat out racism. And ABC canceled her show immediately. What happened today, however, is she cited Ambien as the cause. So, in her tweets, she originally said, "I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I'm truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. She says I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste." Then she later tweeted this. She said, "I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me. It was 2 in the morning, and I was Ambien tweeting. It was Memorial Day, too. I went too far and do not want it defended. It was egregious and defensible. I made a mistake. I wish I hadn't. Don't defend it, please." CNN also reports that she said the following, "Not giving excuses for what I did, tweeted, but I've done weird stuff while on Ambien. Cracked eggs on the wall at 2 a.m. Now, the makers of Ambien tweeted today, Sanofi, "While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication." So I've been asked what is going on with Ambien, and even though this is no excuse and no defense of a tweet that Roseanne did, which was ridiculous and repulsive, do people do strange things on Ambien? And they do, and why? So, just to quickly review, Ambien is a sedative hypnotic, we call them. And it's a gamma-aminobutyric acid agonist. A GABA agonist. Now, GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter in the central nervous system of the brain. And so, what that means is, when your brain gives off excitatory signals, GABA is the one that's supposed to keep it in check. Lower levels of GABA are linked to sleep disorders. Other things, too. I believe they've even found it with schizophrenia, etc. So when you incite the GABA receptor with an agonist means it's not GABA, but it could fit into the keyhole and still open the door. That's what an agonist is, basically. It will induce sleep. Now, Ambien, though, comes with a slew of side effects. There was a story of one woman getting up in the middle of the night, grabbing the keys, waking her kids up, getting them dressed, taking them to school 2 in the morning, and hitting a lamppost. Everybody lived. But that's scary stuff. And so, as a doctor, I would tell people, anytime you take an Ambien, you make sure you have another family member watching you. Hide the keys. Give the students like a foghorn or some loud thing to wake you up. You know, teach the kids that mommy or daddy may have odd behavior while on Ambien. This is the first time we try it. You see, I mean, again, I most of my patients had done really well with Ambien. But I'm like, look, if you're going to take this, I don't know if you're going to have the weird side effect. But I wasn't a fan of writing a lot of Ambien because it was only supposed to be for short term. And I knew people would get addicted to it. Not addicted in terms of, oh, I need it or I'm going to start to feel bad. But people will get dependent on it, I should say. All right, well, you know what? Yesterday was a bad day, but tomorrow's going to be a real bad day at work, so I guess if I took it yesterday, I really need to take it today. And so you find a reason to talk yourself into and justify taking a sleeping aid. And Ambien is one of the most well-liked. To be honest, of all the sleeping aids out there, Ambien is my favorite. Ambien works wonderful. You could take a very, very tiny dose. You're not groggy the next day. You can't get a seizure by taking it every day and then withdrawing like you can with a benzodiazepine. You don't fail drug tests because benzodiazepines are on drug tests. Ambien's aren't. People love that stuff. Comes 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams. You can even cut a 5 milligram into a 2.5. And a 2.5 many times works just like a 5 does. When you're new, to taking it, I tell you to take a fourth of the tablet. It works. Very first time I took Ambien, I was so scared, but I wanted to try it. Because, you know, it had just come out. The patients were asking for it. So a bunch of us as residents go, well, let's take a sample home. Let's try it. So I told my husband to watch. Keep an eye on me. I took a little bit of powder from the pill on my finger, licked it, drank some water. I was out in 14 minutes. It's powerful stuff. But because it's a GABA agonist, it's affecting the central nervous system. So RxList.com lists the following side effects of Ambien. Daytime drowsiness, dizziness, weakness, lightheadedness, drugged feeling, tiredness, loss of coordination, stuffy nose, nasal irritation, dry mouth, sore throat, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, stomach upset, headache, muscle pain, confusion, insomnia, euphoria, ataxia, balance problems, visual changes, memory loss, and mental, mood, and behavior changes, like worsening depression, abnormal thoughts, thoughts of suicide, hallucinations, confusion, agitation, aggressive behavior, or anxiety. So, it makes sense to me. Once you're taking something that affects the brain, and to that level, then yes, don't be surprised if you're going to have some weird reaction. You know, your brain is a very, how should we say it? It's a very delicate but well-created organ. And so when we are starting to mess with these neurotransmitters, and look at how complex, if you guys look at what the Ambien looks like in terms of its chemical composition, it is a complex sucker. I'm really, really surprised that, you know, scientists are able to figure out the complex structure of that. And this is what we're putting into our bodies to affect our brain. Now, President Trump and Barr have been supporters of each other for years. We're not sure. I'm hearing that Trump is going to be making a comment and is going to make a reaction to this. But I don't really care about the whole politics right now. What is a shame is all those co-stars of the show now lost their job. And they don't look happy. And they've spoken out. And, you know, when I first heard this, I talked about this in the first hour, when I first saw that Roseanne wrote something like that, at first I thought she was hacked. Because I'm like, who would be so stupid to write something so disgusting on purpose? But then she owned up to it. She apologized. So I told my husband, I go, was she on drugs? Why would anybody think that tweet was okay, let alone funny? Why would anybody do that? So I believe her that she was on Ambien. It's still no excuse. Because you have to be out of your gosh darn mind to say something like that about another human being. That's ridiculous. But be careful, guys, if you're taking medications, and please shut off all your computers. Do not tweet. Do not post on social media, because it's going to be bad. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.